All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this evening's media availabilities. We'll start with Justin Marks, our race-winning owner. Justin, this win marks the 15th for the organization. That's amazing. Can you talk a little bit about what that means for you guys and what this means for SVG?
Yeah, I think, first of all, when we signed our GM key partner deal, it was a 4-year deal, but the second half of it, we had to put a car in the playoffs to unlock the next 2 years. And at the end of that first 2 years, we already had like 5 or 6 wins or something like that. And so if you were to ask me when we started Trackhouse that we would be, you know, have a win total that we've got right now, I would have been incredibly just, I wouldn't have believed it. So, I mean, it's just an incredible group of people that we've got. This new race car has certainly opened the door for us to have the success, along with a lot of other teams, create a lot of parity in the sport. And, you know, we have a race car driver that I don't think, you know, is at a level that I don't think this sport has ever seen before on these road courses. And I thought, you know, by 7 wins by this point, you know, the field would have figured out how to close the gap, but he just continues to deliver at such an incredibly high level. We're just so lucky to have him in that car. And our new sponsor, Superfile, this year, to get them into Victory Lane. It's always super special to get a new partner in Victory Lane.
Awesome. Congratulations. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Bob.
Thank you. Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Did you know that, like, how much tires made a difference? And when you saw them doing that strategy, you were confident he'd rally?
In our pre-race meeting, I think, you know, we certainly anticipated some fall off. We knew it would be a difficult race, be a big track position race. So we were happy where we were starting. And the first part of the race, it just didn't seem like there was, it just seemed like it was really hard to pass. And there was a point in the third stage where I was fairly worried about the 97 strategy, knowing that he had to pit and that so many folks were going to stay out. I just didn't know if there was really enough time to get back there. But once he got out of the pits and went for it, and I saw that, you know, I just did the calculation of how much faster he was every lap and how many laps were left, it started to get pretty exciting. But there was a point there where I was a little nervous about it.
And, I mean, obviously, what you do well here probably isn't going to transfer to ovals, but what does winning mean when your peers, like, you're struggling a little bit on the ovals and trying to get back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been easy to see that we've certainly been behind this year. We've been working harder behind the scenes at this race team, I think, than we have ever in the history of this company right now, because frankly, the way that we started this season is unacceptable to us. It's not up to the standards that we set for ourselves. And so there's just a lot of work that's been happening. And honestly, I saw it start to change at Texas. I mean, all 3 of our cars had speed at Texas. I think, you know, if the one car doesn't speed on the last pit stop, he finishes about 5th or 6th. Connor and Shane, both points in the race, had to come from 30th and drive back up into the top 15, top 16. So, you know, that was good. This obviously is, you know, we've got 3 incredible road racers here and one that's sort of the best ever to do it. So it's some nice medicine at a time when, you know, we need a little shot in the arm. But, you know, as far as translation, you know, it really just comes down to preparation and process. And no matter how good your race car drivers are, you have to prepare for these races on the road courses just as well as you prepare anywhere else. And I think for us, it's just like, put a little air in the room for us while we kind of, you know, work through, you know, engineering the resurgence of our team. But I think we're starting to move in the right direction. Things can change very quickly in this sport. Seemed like in week 4, you know, Toyota was going to win 36 races this year, and already that's starting to change a little bit. So there's some light at the end of the tunnel. We just got to keep our heads down, you know, enjoy today, but just get right back to the grind tomorrow morning.
Are there other questions for Justin? We'll come right here in the middle to Rich.
Rich Jones, The Express. Justin, obviously, Shane came in with the Project 91 thing. Just wondered if there's any sort of plans for anything like that in the future and any more things in the pipeline from a Trackhouse perspective of other guys that could come over and give NASCAR a try.
I would say, don't forget about Project 91. That's all I'll say right now.
Any last questions? All right, we'll take one last one over here from Chris.
ChrisMyKitchens.com. Hey, Justin, congrats.
Thanks. It's been a long time since our first meeting, huh?
Yes, yeah. A long time.
A lot, big journey.
Yeah.
even though Kyle finished 20th today and laid down the fastest lap of the race with like 10 laps to go, he still had a good day, all things considered. How do you keep his confidence moving up? I mean, Texas was a great opportunity, finished 16th, and, mm-hmm. and they come here to be as competitive as he was. How do you keep him focused? I know next week's not a non-points race, but Charlotte, he's expected to run good at Charlotte too.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with, you know, going to see him right when he got out of the race car today and putting my arm around him, telling him he did a fantastic job. He carried that car, you know, really well today, and, you know, obviously very competitive. He beats himself up a little bit. But, you know, it's more about what I said in the competition meeting before the race started today. I said, you know, I don't want us to view this as, you know, one opportunity that we get every once in a while for us to do well. My goal is for us to start every Sunday the way we started this Sunday. And that's going to take a big effort, and it's going to take just focusing on, like, you just got to fail fast. You got to get over it fast, and you got to get to the race shop tomorrow just excited about Dover and getting right back to work. The good thing is, you know, we do get to race every single weekend, so you can get over things pretty quickly. But he's, you know, he had a great race at Texas, obviously was you know, pretty outstanding today. And he's a quick study. You know, we have a sea of talented young people out there in the Cars Tour and ARCA and, you know, the O'Reilly and Truck Series. And to me, when you look at all these talented people, it's like, what's the difference going to be? You know, what is it that makes someone stand out? And to me, it's rate of adaptability. It's purely just how fast you can learn, be in a new environment and learn it. And, you know, like Caden Honeycutt displayed that this weekend in spades, just, you know, absorb it, learn it, execute, you know, and go do it. And I feel like Connor, you know, we're 14 races in, whatever it is this year. I mean, he's already starting to figure out what it takes to drive these cars fast, and we're developing as a team. So you just got to keep him patient, 1 week at a time. You know, just don't zoom out too far and look at the big picture. You know, great performance today. Another opportunity at Dover to just continue to learn. He's got, you know, 195 people behind him, along with Ross and SVG. So I've been in that position before, and sometimes you just put your arm around him and just go, man, that was a great job, but it's 1/38 of the season. We keep digging.
Do you think that Caden, what he did during the ARCA race on Friday and the truck race, and then he had a good night in the Cars Tour race last night, do you think he's working his way up to being a Sunday driver?
I think Caden is an extraordinarily talented young man. I think that he's... I think Toyota's got a special one in that kid, and I'll certainly be watching his development. You know, this is like he grew up on dirt or something like that, and then he comes to, you know, wins the ARCA race, and then wins his first truck race on a road course, and he goes and wins in the pro late model, and then gets out of that and gets in the late model stock, the next day and wins it, and it's that rate of adaptability, man. I mean, just to be able to get in anything and go fast, and I'm a big fan of Caden Honeycutt.
All right, Justin, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.